The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went on to say, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one can take them out of my Father's hands. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. The liturgy calls this Sunday Good Shepherd Sunday, and the gospel text is meant to reflect that. What we have in the gospel text today is a very short piece of a very lengthy statement in chapter 10 in the Gospel of John about the shepherd, the good shepherd. It has other references in the New Testament, but this is a particular lengthy reflection on the qualities and the presence and the ministry of the Good Shepherd. As you know, the word shepherd comes from a Latin pastor. Pastor means shepherd, and gives us the word pastor or pastoral. These all come from the notion of the shepherd. It's a foreign image to us. If you go to the Middle East today, I've seen Palestinian shepherds many, many times walk in front of a small gathering of sheep who follow the shepherd. But for us, it's a very distant image. It's a Semitic image. And the great danger is when we come to reflect on these images out of the life of Christ, we tend to freeze the image and say, "I must be like that shepherd, and you must be like sheep, and you must follow me in great obedience." That would be to freeze the notion of shepherd, which is revealed here in God's Word. Therefore, we have to contemporize that. We have to bring it into the present age, and we have to capture the concept of the shepherd rather than freeze the image. So let me look at the concept of ministry in the image of the shepherd in the present age. The pastor of a parish is meant to indicate the presence of a shepherd. But also, parish life director is a shepherd, a parent is a shepherd, the son or the daughter of an elderly person, they are in the ministry of caring. They're in the ministry of healing, in the ministry of gathering and binding people together and giving life to people, leading people to a place where they will be fed, a place which has meaning and security, safety. That's the notion, the concept of the shepherd. So it's very important for us to grasp how this concept of shepherd fits into our lives. And there is in the 15th chapter of the book of Luke this reference to a shepherd. It's only found in Luke, this one. And it's the shepherd who has one sheep wanders off, and the shepherd goes off and finds the sheep which is lost, leaves the 99, finds the one and brings back the sheep, and somehow makes the flock intact. It's not a story about the wandering sheep. It's a story about the 99 are incomplete without the one who is gone. And this is the notion of the shepherd healing and making the community whole. The 99 are somehow damaged and unfulfilled, and they're not whole until the one which was lost. That's meant to be the teaching of that parable you'll find there in the 15th chapter of the book of Luke. He calls each by name. A very important part of the concept or the image of the shepherd. Pope Francis talked about this. He said, the shepherd must have the smell of the sheep. Must somehow be connected, the common humanity of this is the smell of the sheep, somehow an ability to connect. Now this is a very important part of the notion of my discipleship in shepherding. How to feel what the other person feels. If I tell you that I like the Pope or I don't like the Pope, you know nothing about me. But if I tell you how I feel understood, I feel cared for, I feel forgiven, or I feel angry, I'm confused, I feel lost, I'm empty, I'm disconnected. That's the way I feel. When I tell you how I feel, I'm telling you who I am. And in order for you to connect with me in my life, you have to connect with my feelings. Feelings are not good or bad. There's no moral equation in feelings. Feelings are who I am. And therefore the smell of the sheep is to somehow be able to feel what the others feel around us. Now as a priest in a parish, how do I begin to capture the feeling of somebody in a second or a third marriage who wants to go to the Eucharist and feels left out, alone, abandoned by the church, set aside? How do you feel that pain? As a priest in a parish, how do I feel the anguish of a woman going through an abortion or post-abortion and say, instead of judging, how do I feel the anguish, the confusion? How do we feel, touch the feelings of women in the church today who feel they're second-class citizens? Do we just dismiss this or do we have the smell of the sheep? Do we feel it? How do we feel about people who are gay, lesbian, transgender, or bisexual? How do we feel about these people? They feel discriminated, set aside, misunderstood, and frequently they are. So how do I connect with this? How do I feel what they feel? This week I went to do some visiting of homebound persons with Mary Ternan. And Mary took me to a new person. Mary finds people. I mean, she finds them everywhere. She says, we have to go to Arcadia because, Arcadia? Where's Arcadia? Well, it belongs to the Holy Family if you have a homebound person. Okay, Mary. Fine. So Mary took me off there. And we visited this lovely woman. She's a widow on a wheelchair. She's a dog. It's her companion. And we talked and talked, and it was very nice, and we shared the Eucharist and the communion. I said, do you have any children? I do. I have a son and a daughter. Where do they live? They don't live that far away. Well, do they come and visit you? Well, they're very busy. Do you have any feel for loneliness or abandonment or isolation? That's the shepherd, the son, that they're shepherds. Parents are shepherds. How do you hold the family together? Include people, bless people. Be patient, listen, feel what they feel. That's what Francis speaks about when he talks about the shepherding person. The pastor, parish life director, parent, teacher, community leader, son, daughter of an elderly person. How do you feel? That's the smell of the sheep, and that's shepherding. That's to live out the gospel. That's the image that appears in the good shepherd image in the gospels. grasp the concept. How does this touch our lives? I wondered about that. Never break your family, ever. It doesn't matter what happens. You never break your family. I've seen it up close and personal. When families are broken, very, very hard to get them back. The Irish are the worst, of course, my own family. So once they break, for generations. Never break your family. The shepherd does not divide the sheep. He calls each by name, knows each one personally. Sometimes I hear people, important people in the church, say we need a smaller church, a more pure church. Not these people on the margins. The smaller church is a broken church. It's a wounded church. It's a diminished church. It does not belong to the shepherd who has the smell of the sheep. It belongs to some triumphant, imperial understanding of leadership. Allow this to touch us in some way. Allow this gospel to become real. I have mentioned this, I think, somewhere in the past. About 20 years ago, my good friend Brian Henderson, who is deceased now, Brian came to visit me in Ireland, and I had the habit at the time of visiting this old priest, I mean much older than me, really an old priest, and he was blind, Canon Donal O'Brien. He used to teach me in high school. He was old now and retired, and he was lonely. And I used to go visit him. And of course, blind and elderly, loved company and loved to talk. So I took Dr. Henderson to see him. And he explained, and the old canon began to talk and said, you have to go to Killarney and you have to go over here and you have to see this and you have to see that. And after about a half hour listening to all this wisdom flowing from him, it was 10:30 in the morning, he said, you have to have a drink. Well, he's looking for the water. So after listening to him there for about 30, 40 minutes, I said, Kenneth, he's got to go. I mean, he's got a schedule. And out of his blindness, he looks at us and he says, you're typical Americans. You have no time to sit down and talk. Is that real? That's real. Stories. We remember stories. I'll finish with this story. It comes from the Russian mythology about Peter and Ivan. Peter and Ivan are very close friends. They're drinking friends. And on one occasion, it is said that they were in the tavern, well into their drink. And Peter said to Ivan, Ivan, do you love me? And Ivan said, of course I love you. I'm your best friend. You're my best friend. Of course I love you. And he said, Ivan, do you know what pains me? And Ivan said, how could I know what pains you? To which Peter says, if you don't know what pains me, how can you say you love me? Do you know how I feel? The Good Shepherd. Amen.